Manuscript Releases, Volume 2, Numbers 97 to 161. M.R., Number 101. 1888 Reexamined. Release requested for study of the 1888 General Conference Session. I have been shown that as he, Uriah Smith, now stands, Satan has prepared his temptations to close about his soul, that if he is not rescued, the banner of truth will not be held aloft by him. Elder Loughborough has stood firmly for the testimonies. The influence of Elder Loughborough is valuable in our churches. Just such a man is needed, one who has stood unwaveringly for the light that God has given to his people, while many have been changing their attitude toward this work of God. Professor Prescott made a confession dating back to Minneapolis, and this made a deep impression. He wept much. Professor Prescott read the matter, the article Be Zealous and Repent, published in the Review and Herald Extra, December 23, 1890, and paused a number of times, deeply affected, weeping. He then confessed that at the Minneapolis meeting, and since that time, he had not had altogether right feelings. He asked the forgiveness of all, and especially Brethren Wagoner and Jones. Brother Jones, I think, was not present. He then took the arm of Brother Smith, and both went forward. Your, Prescott, connection with the school was in God's order. I received a most thorough and hearty confession from Leroy Nicola. I knew if he walked in the light that this must come. I understand that Brother Morrison, Madison Miller, and others are coming into the light, where they may be a blessing to other souls. Elder Butler is president of the Southern Union Conference, and I believe this is right. The Lord has appointed Elder Butler and Elder Haskell and his wife to labor in the South. I have not lost faith in you, Elder Butler. I greatly desire that the old soldiers, grown gray in the Master's service, shall continue to bear their testimony right to the point, that those younger in the faith may understand that the messages which the Lord gave us in the past are very important at this state of the earth's history. We stood on the field of battle for nearly 3 years, but at that time decided changes took place among our people, and through the grace of God we gained decided victories. Release requested by Olson for his General Conference talk on righteousness by faith. The sin committed in what took place at Minneapolis remains on the record books of heaven, registered against the names of those who resisted light, and it will remain upon the record until full confession is made, and the transgressors stand in full humility before God. Requested by Youth's Instructor for article by Bunch. The Lord will work so that the disaffected ones will be separated from the true and loyal ones. Those who, like Cornelius, will fear God and glorify Him will take their places. The ranks will not be diminished. Those who are firm and true will close up the vacancies that are made by those who become offended and apostatize. 97, 1898, 6. The Necessity of a Close Walk with God, August 11, 1898. Released June 4, 1958.